Time for the Africa Report. Dr. Mustafa Mehta joins us, head of the Africa Desk at Media Review Network. Dr. Mustafa, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Mufti Musaji. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
I'm well.
Alhamdulillah, it's great. We're glad to have you with us on the program this morning. Let us look at some of the issues affecting the African continent. Let us begin with the so-called war on terror. Is it being used as a pretext to loot Africa's mineral resources?
You can say that again, Mufti. You can say that again. It looks highly, highly likely. Because one has just to look at, you know, what has transpired elsewhere where this so-called war on terror has been going on. And we see a pattern that is you know, very visible in those areas, and that is that of looting of, African, resources elsewhere, right, beginning from the Arab world to Africa. And if you can recall, the Syrian representative at the United Nations sometime last year went and reported to the Security Council that the representative is Bashar al-Jafari, you know, told the UN Security Council that the US occupation forces, in full view of the United Nations and the international community, took a new step to plunder Syria's natural resources, including Syria's oil and gas, through establishment of a company called Crescent Delta Energy. Now, this firm, with the sponsorship and support of the U.S. administration, has entered into a contract, okay, with the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces militia. That is considered an agent of the U.S. occupation forces in northeastern Syria. Now, with the aim of stealing Syrian oil and depriving the Syrian state and Syrian people of the basic revenues necessary to improve the humanitarian situation. Okay, and the Syrian diplomat also noted that Trump had made his intentions known earlier, such as sometime last year in October when he was still in power, at a press conference in which the president said, and I quote, to make a deal, he said that he sought to make a deal with an Exxon Mobil or one of our great companies to take hold of oil in Syria. Trump has publicly professed, I love oil, and everyone knows that, and that he was staying militarily involved in Syria only for the oil, even as his officials insisted that the Pentagon's focus was battling the so-called Islamic State militant group. So this is just, you know, an example, you know, of what they mean when they say that. And the best example on the African continent is the development that has been going on in the DRC. We all know the DRC is Africa's richest country in terms of natural resources. It has all the minerals that are today driving the fourth industrial revolution, the so-called fourth industrial revolution as we know it. Now, since the country got its independence, it has never enjoyed peace. We all know that. The presence of different economic terrorist groups in the country, it has hundreds of terrorist groups in the country, all sponsored by foreign, you know, sources. Okay, this group in that area where there is this mineral, you know, is roaming around. They're carrying arms. They are armed and everything. So, when they want, you know, to loot, they just tell their protege on the ground to start a war, and they start a war, and people run away, and in the night, planes are landing to get the resources. Yes. This is what is prevailing.
Yes, so this is really the reality of the situation. Then let's move on. Last week has seen shakeups within the South African diplomatic community. Can you tell us what is going on?
Wow. This is another big, you know, problem. I'm sure you are aware of that in the past week, yes, it has been full of drama as many African country diplomats were caught on the wrong side of the law in South Africa. Diplomats from countries like Lesotho, Malawi, Ghana, Burundi, Guinea, and Rwanda are allegedly been, you know, being implicated in tax dodging scams. Now, according to multiple sources in government, the diplomats are being accused of smuggling alcohol bought at duty-free shops, okay, and selling it on the black market, a development that is unbecoming of government representatives. Now, diplomats from Malawi, you have heard that almost the whole embassy has been closed down in Pretoria because many of those people, the diplomats, they have been declared persona non grata by the South African government. And so has, you know, the Lesotho government. So the Malawi government have actually released, you know, their Minister of Foreign Affairs, including, I just saw a piece this morning, including the president himself who has called President Ramaphosa and apologized on behalf of his government. And he assured his colleague that this is not the making of the Malawi, this is not the position of the Malawi government, but that this is, you know, the people, you know, themselves on the ground who are supposed to be doing otherwise, you know, making that mistake. Now, for us in Africa, this just shows us that the caliber of our diplomats who are being sent out to represent us as are not appointed on merit. This is what it tells you. And many of them are there because of nepotism, just being appointed because he's related to this minister or that political party, you know, that the political party's big wig or whatever. And these people are just said, no, take my nephew, you know, to today because I'm something in the party or something like that. Now, these people are not also, it shows that also these people are also not trained in diplomatic etiquette. So they are just told, in most cases, just Google. You find something on Google to know what diplomacy is all about. So they learn their diplomacy on Google instead of, you know, being taught, sitting, you know, down, being taught properly, you know. And the behavior of this diplomacy is just pathetic. If you look at it, it's just pathetic. It makes it worse. They are supposed to be leaders, okay? These people are supposed to be leaders. And besides, you know that we do have the African integration thing, which, you know, with this kind of behavior will definitely put a dent on Pan-African unity and integration as it will lower the trust between African countries, a development that does not augur well at a time when we need to integrate our economies through the African Continental Free Trade Era. You remember which was launched in Rwanda sometime in 2018, you know, that free trade area is being jeopardized with behavior like this. Because when diplomats behave like this, it the host nation loses, you know, trust on them. So how do you move around, you know, in integrating, let alone diplomats going to buy alcohol when we are at the height of the pandemic? We all know they're going to buy alcohol there and cheap and selling it for a profit here in the local country. You know, if they were buying it, maybe sending to their countries, one would say, well, maybe they're thinking of profiteering there. But selling it here at the station, you know, where they are supposed to be representing their country and destroying whose youth at this point in time? The horse. You know, youth to indulge in alcohol and end up, you know, spreading this disease or catching this disease. It's just pathetic, the behavior of these diplomats. And they've really shown us that they've behaved like marketeers, black marketeers. And we are saying, to those African countries, please send us people of good caliber, not black marketeers. It's good. We commend what the South African government has done to chase them, expose their shenanigans, you know, and chase them from this country altogether. These are not real diplomats. They are black market dealers. And they should now return to their real profession, that of black marketeering.
Yes. What a sad situation, unfortunately, the reality being exposed. Dr. Mustafa, it's always an absolute pleasure having you on Radio Islam. Shukran jazilan for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Mufti Musaji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Dr. Mustafa Mehta chatting to us this morning about issues on the African continent, bringing us on to 1 minute to 8. Let's go for a Nasheed before we go for the bulletin.